The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, April the 3rd, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 147th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included ABC News delivered the news of two babies born on the same day to different parents in South Carolina who named their kids Romeo and Juliet. Thematic pictures were taken, and notes were made to watch out in 13 years and 50 weeks. Atlas Obscura ran a piece on a service offered by the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C., hand-knitted shawls for those reading in the chilly reading room. The New York Post ran the truly creepy story of a 56-year-old teacher trying to seduce, their word, not mine, a 16-year-old with Shakespeare, as he was also using alcohol, let's call it what it was, attempted rape. The quote in question, "A marriage of two minds isn't limited by age," isn't even found in Shakespeare. So let's just put this story under WTF and forget we ever saw it. The Detroit News will sponsor Shakespeare in Detroit's new season. This news from Detroit is brought to you by the Detroit News. The Telegraph ran the release by Shakespeare's Globe of their advertisement for a new artistic director, one that spells out the new person's need to have knowledge and love of the work of Shakespeare and his contemporaries, and genuine passion, commitment, and care to the past and present story, i.e. don't try to put artificial lighting and sound in the recreated theater. American Theater ran an absolutely wonderful piece on the history and present state of New York's public theater mobile unit, bringing Shakespeare to the people. The Los Angeles Times ran a piece in their LA Without the NEA series that focused on our friends at the Independent Shakespeare Company, the nonprofit professional theater, wrap your head around that, which puts on free Shakespeare in Griffith Park every summer, and damned good Shakespeare to boot. The Telegraph was one of many media outlets that ran the story of an antiques roadshow find of a notebook written by an unknown Shakespeare scholar from the 1600s. The Stage ran a story on the Handelbards, a traveling Shakespeare acting troupe that gets around and tours the UK on, you guessed it, bicycles. And finally, Broadway World reviewed Antony and Cleopatra by Royal Shakespeare Company, running through the summer in Stratford-upon-Avon before moving to the Barbican in London in the fall, and gave it a decidedly mixed 3 of 5-star review. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On March 28th, 1943, famed English theatrical and film director Richard Eyre was born. His stage credits include Hamlet, Richard III, King Lear, and his television credits include the two parts of the Henry IV plays for the BBC Hollow Crown series back in 2012. On March 29, 1461, the Battle of Towton Field was fought, one of the bloodiest battles in the Wars of the Roses. It was a Yorkist victory that resulted with Edward of York becoming Edward IV, displacing Henry VI. On March 30, 1986, American actor James Cagney died. Though known as a movie tough guy, he top-billed the 1935 Max Reinhardt-directed film of A Midsummer Night's Dream, playing the role of Bottom. On March 31st, 2000, Love's Labour's Lost was released in the UK. This is Kenneth Branagh's film adaptation of the play, the first theatrical film of the play, and Branagh turned it into a Hollywood musical. Alas, it was a critical and commercial flop, but it is fascinating viewing. On April 1st, 1204, Eleanor of Aquitaine died. She was the wife of the French king, Louis VII, and then of the English king, Henry II, who fathered with her King John. She appears as a character in the play, King John. On April 2nd, 1914, actor Alec Guinness was born. Though now known more for Star Wars than anything else, he was famed for playing Shakespearean roles on stage, including Romeo, Andrew Aguecheek in Twelfth Night, and both Richard II and Richard III. On April 3rd, 1367, Henry Bolingbroke was born. He would usurp the throne from Richard II and be crowned Henry IV. He was also the father of Henry V. He appears as a character in Richard II as well as both parts of Henry IV. And that was your Week in Shakespeare. You have been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending April the 3rd, 2017. For our blog and previous TWIZ episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.